So this is Aaron from Family First.
Good morning.
Yes. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ava Bennett. You had called yesterday at about, 6 o'clock. I tried to return it, but I couldn't get
it. It probably went straight to a voicemail.
Yes. After
a certain time, it goes directly to an answering service. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Let me pull up your file and see what was my reasoning for calling.
All right.
Let me see. Let me pull up. Pull up your file. All right, and what's your last name?
Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T. Bennett.
Okay, and are you a caregiver or a client?
I'm a caregiver.
Okay.
Cornwall is the client.
Oh,
Cornwall is the client.
Westburn. Okay, Westburn. Okay, Cornwall. Yes, Westburn. Okay, yes. The reason I called, let me bring his, reason I called is because I was going through his file as I was doing with a multitude of people.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get what's called his client service agreement signed. It is a document that is on my computer that just has your schedule as the caregiver and your duties goes into his file in case the insurance company, if and when they audit us. It also counts as a wellness check. That's just me seeing him face to face in the home once a year.
Yes.
So it's quick. It's just about no more than 5 minutes, unless you guys have any questions when I arrive.
No.
I have him at 1022 McDay Boulevard. Is that still correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Let me see where I was going to be in that area. On Thursday. Thursday in between 2 and 4.
Okay, this Thursday, right?
Yeah. Well, between 2 and 4. Of course, I'm going to call before arriving.
No problem. No problem.
Yeah, so it'll be short. I'll just come by, get that paperwork signed, see him.
And
like I said, if you have any questions when I come out there, feel free to run them by me. That is not a problem at all.
All right. I sure will.
Okay. And I'll give you a call prior to my arrival.
Yes. Could you make a note? When you come in, could you bring up, no, it's on the computer anyway. They had sent it to me when you have to go away, because I sometimes take him with me.
Okay.
I fill out the timesheet, but they had sent it to me in the email.
Yeah, they want to email it to you. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
yes,
because let me see, his case coordinator is Robin. So Robin's going to have to accept them, and he's going to submit them.
Okay.
So you say you're going away?
No. I just say I thought they had the sheets there. I don't have a printer, but it's on the computer, so I can. It's on my phone, so I can take it to if I have to do that.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah, and also, is there like a policy book, when you work somewhere, work for someone, you have, vacation time, anything, stuff like that. I don't know if that's you guys have that.
So let me see. How long have you been working? Because what happens is
December.
That type of stuff comes since since December.
From last.
So after your first 90 day, okay, I see December 17th, right. After your first 90 day, did they offer you a benefit package?
No, I didn't get a package. I got a little bonus, but I didn't get a I think last I didn't get a benefit package. I don't remember getting a package.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put in there that, because you should have got offered a benefit package, and that's whether you want to take it or not, in terms of with the, you know, whether you want to take the benefits or not, it's up to you, but you should receive a benefit package. Because if you're more than 35 hours a week, that's full time. So you have the option to even receive insurance. So I want to send, let me see. I'm going to send them a message that caregiver is requesting a benefit package and also maybe known as policies and procedures. Since she's been employed since last December.
I just don't know, like, you know, like when I was hired, you know, you get a little, you know more about the company, what is there for you and what's not there and what you're supposed to really do from what you're not. I mean, really, I am a nurse otherwise, but I just don't, I'm taking care of him because he's my family member. So I just want to make sure I'm on target. You know,
now we have brochures and whatnot, and I can see it, but what I still have in my vehicle and see what I said, if I have any. If not, I may be going by the office today. And I can get some, but I want to send them, I want them to at least send you the benefit stuff. I want to send you the benefit stuff and whatever else they have. And that's why I'm sending them a message now.
Information, you know, about, you know, as an employee, I need to know, like, more about what the company, you know, stuff like that. As I'm saying to you, I've been I'm a nurse. Otherwise, like RN, but I'm retired, so I just want to know a little more. Everything is fine.
I'm going to send them a message now. Like I said, I'm going to check and see what I have, because that'll be Thursday. So by Thursday, I'll have some stuff with me that I could give to you.
No problem.
Issue. Okay.
Okay. We'll be waiting on Thursday, all right, for you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right.
And thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah, not a problem. Thank you.